Да ну. Вам видно? Вам видно?
Mano, pior que mexe esquisito demais.
Mira, aún sigue ahí estático, no se mueve. Está parado ahí todavía.
What? Bentley?
What is this?
Hi, I'm James LaFleur, and you're watching the Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the strangest, the creepiest, and the most unexplained TikTok videos that will definitely make you question everything. From a mysterious 10-foot-tall being that showed up in many different places all over the world to unexplained glitches in the Matrix, you're definitely in for a treat. Are you guys ready? Well, let's go. In June 1947, a very strange incident took place near Roswell, New Mexico. This incident, which involved a supposed crashed UFO and bizarre reports of recovered aliens and spacecrafts, became one of the most famous events when it comes to UFOs. Then, in the 1960s, man stepped on the moon for the first time, and in 1975, there was the notorious Travis Walton case, where a man was supposedly abducted by aliens.
What did they look like?
I guess it's a pretty typical description nowadays. Very large eyes, hairless, two eyes, nose, mouth. I didn't see them speak.
From then on, movies like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, TV series like The X-Files, that sort of thing, it became a trend. And now with the internet, it's become more than a trend. Hundreds of new videos are uploaded every day of mysterious phenomena and unidentified craft flying in the sky. It's come to a point where you can actually feel some sort of tension in the air. People are expecting some sort of disclosure. Do aliens actually exist? Where do they come from? Is our moon possibly inhabited by them? Now, even though there are no official answers to some of these questions, there's definitely something strange going on. In the past couple of weeks, there have been several strange videos popping up online, and some of them caught my attention.
What the
Starting with this one, posted by an internet user by the name of NikkiFly23 on Reddit. He writes, an amateur astronomer from Germany records an unusual craft the night of December 18th, 2023. This is what he saw. Check this out. Now, even though this is not the best quality there is, we can clearly see what looks like a red, luminous object hovering above the moon. We can also see its reflection, which makes this video very interesting. After being uploaded, the video amassed thousands of views and internet users were divided. Some think that this has to be fake, while others state that this is the real deal. And I believe it could be the real deal, mostly because another person captured the same thing weeks after while taking random photographs of the moon. These are some of the pictures, and if we enhance and zoom in, you can see what looks like the same red luminous object. So there's apparently something going on the moon's surface, and it started about a month ago. But the pictures and videos are really bad in quality, and it doesn't seem like much is going on, right? Wrong. Things start to get really much stranger when an internet user by the name of AllisonNYC posted a mysterious video of red luminous spheres hovering above Medellin, Colombia just a couple of days ago. Allison was staying at a hotel, and she was feeling very sick, so she had her blinds closed. This is until she all of a sudden had this urge to open the blinds and look outside, and when she did, she captured something chilling on camera. And this is what she saw.
They're aliens from another planet.
Shut up, Carter. What is it? For real, what is that thing?
Can you open the window?
Maybe it's... Don't open the window with the...
Shh. Turn the TV off, please.
No.
They're coming towards us.
Why is it glowing at the bottom? What is that?
Please tell me it's...
I hope they take us away. Let's go check out...
Be quiet, Brendan. Don't be annoying. I swear you have to always be annoying.
I hope it's a drone, bro.
They're gonna go...
What is it? Is that... What's that glowing on the bottom of it?
That orange dog thing? I'll get that.
That's way too big for a drone.
That's not a drone.
That's not a helicopter.
It's not?
There's two.
No, that's weird looking. It's circular.
It could be. Maybe we're gonna spy on.
By what?
Huh?
Why won't my thing zoom in like I need it to? Usually it zooms in really good, but this isn't zooming very good.
Let me get my phone. Hold on.
It's like just turning
really
into
towards
a...
us.
Are you scared of me? Okay.
It's not coming towards us. I'm pretty sure it's coming towards us.
It looks like it's...
After being posted, internet users were divided. Some believe that these are just simple balloons. After all, it's quite common for people in Medellin to celebrate December and January with lanterns and balloons. Other internet users think that this is possibly one of the best video evidence of UFOs. Now, here are some of the reasons I believe this could be the real deal. First of all, if we compare lanterns and balloons with her video, it doesn't quite look the same. And some internet users seem to agree. Not only that, in her second video, you can clearly see these objects picking up speed and going up quite fast. So, not balloons, nor helicopters or planes.
Sky, like they're going upwards. What the f***? Now they're going upwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's not helicopter, Bren. They're going upwards all the way to the sky.
What are those?
Definitely UFOs. I can see the shape of the UFO.
Brennan. No, legitimately, like, they're literally going upwards. First I thought, okay, it's gotta be a helicopter because it was coming straight, now they're going...
And to make things even stranger, on that same day, a Twitter user by the name of Joel Hernandez captured something similar on camera, but it's definitely not balloons. Check this out.
Yo, that's crazy.
Mira, aún sigue ahí estático, no se mueve. Está parado ahí todavía. Tiene rato ahí. Yo no creo que sea un globo, ¿no? Está parado ahí estático. Estoy usando el otro celular ahora. Está raro esa vaina. Mira. ¿Qué diablo es?
Did you see that? What looks like a fleet of objects can be seen in the video. Then one of them seems to blink. Then all of a sudden, the unthinkable happens. An object swooshes by and crosses the sky at very high speed.
Mierda. Mierda.
Whatever's going on here, this is definitely not balloons. This is something else entirely. So whatever's going on here, there are a couple of questions. Is this the same thing that we saw on the moon just a couple of weeks before? Or is this something else? And what is going on here? I want to know your thoughts. What's your take on these mysterious, luminous objects? Now, when it comes to unexplained and strange things, 2024 is already full of them, starting with this bizarre incident that happened recently in Miami. On New Year's Eve, hundreds of cops gathered around the Miami Bayside marketplace, and the reason was unknown. At the time of the incident, people started to speculate and try to find out exactly what type of incident would gather so many cops around. Now, it didn't take long before several ideas started to pop up on social media, one of them being of a supposed 10-foot-tall alien that was seen around the mall. Now, even though I did try to find hard evidence of the presence of an alien, I haven't. What I did find, however, was a very strange video coming in from an Instagram account by the name of Jax in the City. Now, Jax in the City was taking a walk at Sunny Isles Beach in Miami, Florida. It was a beautiful day and there was nothing unusual about it. This is until he noticed this very strange phenomenon in the horizon.
What the f*** is that? I come out here all the time.
He saw what looked like a city from very far away. The only problem is, there is absolutely no city visible from Sunny Isles. So he got his camera and immediately began to record. And this is what he saw.
I'm on a pier, I'm in Miami, near Sunny Isles. I see some weird I want somebody to help me. So I'm gonna show you some comparisons, right? That's a yacht right there, you can see. That's a sailboat right there that you can see. I'm gonna scan over here real quick. That is a cargo ship right there that you can see. Somebody on a jet ski. What the f*** is that? I come out here all the time. I know what cargo ships look like. That's one right there. This one seems like it's further out behind it. It looks like a city. What is that?
After being posted, the video caught a lot of attention and internet users were completely baffled by it. Some believe that this is just another cargo ship, and it could be, even though it doesn't look like one. Others believe that this could be a Fata Morgana, which is a complex form of superior mirage visible in a narrow band right above the horizon, but this would mean that there's an object there, either a boat or a city, which is most likely not the case. Not only that, a Fata Morgana looks like the object is floating in the horizon, which isn't what's going on here, so I would say that this is something else. Other internet users suggest that this is a phantom city called the City of Birringan. Now, the phantom city of Birringan is a mythical city compared to El Dorado or the sunken city of Atlantis. Birringan is said to be located in the province of Samar, an island in the Philippines. And according to local folklore, the population of Birringan comprises of supernatural beings, the Engantos. Now, the Engantos are described as shapeshifters who can actually take the human form. And while in their human form, they are said to lack a philtrum between their nose and lips. Now, here's where things get interesting. A small number of people actually claim to have seen the city, and according to folk stories, most of the people who claim to have seen the city have been victims of being possessed by demons. There were also reports of satellite images from a Japanese company that allegedly show brightly lit tracts of land in the region, which led the Japanese to believe that there are rich deposits of gold and uranium in the suspected area. They began work immediately, setting up a large worksite in the town of San Jorge. But mysterious accidents and mishaps plagued the project from the start, forcing the Japanese company to shut down operation and abandon the project. Now, even though there's no definite proof that this is a phantom city, it is a very interesting theory, and it does raise some very interesting questions. But I'm not exactly sure that this is the case. It could be just a cargo ship, even though it doesn't look like one. Or it could be maybe a glitch in the simulation.
Everybody knows something's up. Everybody knows. That is not normal. Everyone is looking up, wondering why the sky is split.
Or maybe even something else entirely. Something not of this world. But who knows? I want to know your thoughts. What do you really think that Jackson the City captured on camera that day? In the southern parts of Brazil, there is a place called Ilha do Mel in the state of Paraná. Now, this is one of those beautiful places that you usually see in movies and would definitely want to travel to. The thing about it is, there's also a very strange and mysterious background to this place. There are several strange stories about a cave that is inhabited by humanoid beings that live in the water. There's also a very strong link to the natives that once inhabited this land. It is said that natives commonly saw humanoid beings that supposedly protected the island and lived hidden in the woods. And there's also many reports of the presence of UFOs.
Nossa, olha que lindo. É mais de 3 minutos que eu tô vendo. Só que meu celular tá com pouca bateria.
É. Objetos não identificados.
Tá vendo a luz vermelha, mano?
Tá lá parado, cara. Que doideira, mano. Eles estão vindo. Galera, não vamos...
Olha lá, ó. Eu tô filmando, mano.
Now, if these stories are the real deal, I'm not so sure. What I do know, however, is that a couple of days ago, Sarah Dallette recorded one of the most mysterious videos while her and her friends were going for a hike. I understand that they were hiking towards the beach when all of a sudden something caught their attention. Very, very tall being could be seen on top of a mountain. They got their cameras and immediately began to record. And this is what they saw.
Com o zoom aqui dá pra ver ele se mexendo melhor.
O zoom dele é melhor que o meu.
E outra coisa, se você for fazer uma comparação, ele é mais ou menos do tamanho daquela árvore lá. Ó. Entendeu? Ele é grande.
After a while, the tall humanoid being begins walking down the mountain, and what's impressive is the speed at which it does. Check this out.
Ó, ele tá no meio do morro. Olha ele no meio do morro.
Ele vai ser muito
camufladão, velho.
A gente tá 1,5 km daqui, né?
Olha só, ele tá descendo agora. Tá descendo.
Olha lá,
tá
rápido.
Gente, é muito
rápido. Cara, menos de um minuto.
Olha só.
Não, gente, vamos lá, mãe. Vamos.
Não. Olha lá.
Que Kong, se fosse um macaco.
Tá conseguindo ver ele ainda? Direção a essa pedra aqui.
What at first looks like a very, very tall human being can be seen on top of a mountain in Ilha do Mel, Paraná. Then all of a sudden this thing starts walking down pretty fast. And when it reaches a certain point, you can clearly see that this thing is at least 10 foot tall. Not to mention the way it moves and its odd features. Whatever this thing is, there's something very strange about it, and I guess this is exactly what caught Sarah and her group's attention. At a certain point in the video, you can clearly see what looks like a 10-foot-tall, pale humanoid being. Whatever this thing is, it caught Sarah's attention, but not only her attention. After being posted, it amassed thousands of views and hundreds of comments, and people were talking about it all over the internet. What is this mysterious tall being in Ilha do Mel? Some internet users suggested that this is a prank from Sarah and her friends, and it could be. While others left comments saying that this is most likely a giant, very similar to the one seen in Mexico and many other places.
Hey,
Oi!
Oi!
Ei! Ei! Não!
The video caught so much attention that even soccer players were making jokes about being the 10-foot-tall alien.
Se realmente era eu ser estranho de 3 metros de altura na Ilha do Mel. Não, não era eu. Eu deixei nos comentários, eu também achei que eu tivesse deixado claro que era um vídeo irônico. Eu nunca nem fui pra Ilha do Mel.
Now, even though there's no definite proof that this is a giant, there's something really odd about it. The way it moves, how fast it moves, how tall it is, not to mention the fact that it looks like it's really pale and using some sort of robe. What is going on here? I want to know your thoughts. Do you think that maybe this is just a prank from Sarah's friends? Or is it possibly the real deal? And maybe Sarah caught something extraordinary that day, maybe a giant. And if so, does it have any connection with the previous sightings of supposed giants that have been happening all over the world? What's your take? Now just imagine the following situation. It's late at night and you're just about to go to sleep. So you set your phone, your car keys, and your wallet in that same exact spot you always do. You wake up the next day, but your car keys isn't there, and you have 2 sets of identical phones, and you're pretty sure you only have one. You immediately start feeling as if reality switched somehow, or something happened, something you can't explain. Now, even though this is the sort of thing you would see in a sci-fi movie, it's been happening more and more with loads of people all over the world.
I just found this ring in a box. I'm like, oh, my ring fell off. No, it didn't. It's the same.
Your hands are literally
shaking. I'm shaking. It's so weird.
I'm losing my mind right now, and I need someone to tell me if I'm crazy. Have you seen those videos where people are like, I'm stuck in the Matrix, my life is glitching out? Can somebody please explain to me how I'm sitting here doing my little thing, making TikToks? I'm looking on my desk, and I see this. What the hell is this? What is this? Because it looks like it's my nails, right? Girl, I've got all my nails. And I want to specify, this is the first time I have ever had this design. I'm kind of really freaked out right now, but I'm trying to stay calm and like come up with some kind of solution as to why this would be.
Now this is the sort of situation people would never expect it to actually happen. But when it does, it gives out this creepy and strange feeling as if we're living in some sort of simulation and for some mysterious reason it might be breaking apart. Now this is exactly what happened with Thamaris, a travel enthusiast that lives in Indonesia, and most of his videos are focused on traveling from one city to the other and showing these beautiful and amazing places. But there's one specific video where something really odd happens. Pay very close attention.
Kita akan tiba di stasiun Kobo. Bagi Anda yang akan mengakhiri perjalanan di stasiun Kobo, kami harap untuk mempersiapkan diri, periksa dan teliti kembali barang bawaan Anda.
Did you see that? What at first looks like a very normal situation is actually one of the creepiest I've ever seen so far. If you pay very close attention, you'll notice that Fumi's friend is apparently sleeping. He has both his eyes closed. Then, the camera pans a bit to the right. And this is when you realize that he has his eyes open in the mirror's reflection. After being posted, the video amassed millions of views and people all over the world were trying to find out if this was an illusion, a legit glitch in the Matrix, or maybe something else entirely. Some internet users left comments saying that this could be a boat in the glass, in other words, an illusion. Others state that this is most likely the eyes of the person recording reflecting on the mirror. Now, even though there's a really big chance that this is just an illusion of some kind, there's still something strange about this video, and I'm not exactly sure what. Some sort of paranormal activity maybe, or a legit glitch in the Matrix. But when it comes to these strange glitches caught on camera, it doesn't stop there. Just a couple of days ago, an internet account by the name of NotJet had a very strange encounter while at sea. Now, usually NotJet posts videos of his daily routine working at a ship that does STS operations in the Philippines and also other regions. It was while recording the beautiful scenery, as he usually does, that he noticed something really odd. He continued on recording, and this is what he saw. Check this out. Did you see that? If you watch closely, it looks as if the passengers on the boat appear to slowly fade away. After being posted, the video amassed thousands of views and hundreds of comments, and internet users were divided. Some believe that this is a legit capture of a ghost or a djinn, while others state that this is a glitch in the simulation. And a few others believe that this is an illusion, a trick of shadow or light. Now, even if it is, it doesn't explain something that many users pointed out, and this is the fact that in the very beginning of the video, it looks as if many of the people inside the boat appear to be headless. What is going on here? Now, I've talked about certain legends of people who appear to be headless in pictures and videos, mainly in the Philippines, and it's somewhat related to the presence of a manananggal, a creature or an entity that lurks in the darkness. Now, in the Philippines, it is said that when you see a picture or a video of a headless person, it's most likely because the manananggal was close by. Now, I'm not exactly sure if this is what's going on in this particular video, but it's really odd. I want to know your thoughts. What do you really think is going on here? Is this just an illusion, or maybe the presence of the manananggal, or maybe even something else entirely? What's your take? In the realms of the paranormal and supernatural encounters, there's one specific story that caught my attention this week.
Oh my god. How are you doing this?
Why? Come to the kitchen here.
Say hi, Bernard. He never lets me.
And then I see that.
A video of a man who played around with Ouija boards expecting it to be a joke, but found out in a terrifying way that it wasn't. Now, the Ouija board, known to some as a simple game, and to others as a tool for spiritual communication, first became popular in the US in the late 19th century, during a time when fascination with the afterlife was at its peak, and initially designed as a parlor game without any overt associations with the occult. It became a conduit for those seeking to connect with the world beyond. And even though to this day experts and scientists have not confirmed the existence of ghosts or paranormal entities, it's still common knowledge that playing around with these things isn't exactly the wisest thing. It was, however, what Mehdi Magarachi did when he played around with the Ouija board, expecting nothing much to happen afterwards. But soon he learned it wasn't exactly like that. It didn't take long before Mehdi started noticing strange things going on in his house. At first he thought he was going crazy, but then he was pretty sure he wasn't. This is one of his first videos. Check this out.
Bro, so I'm playing COD. I got my headset on. I got one ear on, one ear off. And I hear somebody whisper in my ear, bro. This is insane. So I go back to playing COD, and then somebody touches my foot, bro. So that's how I know. There's something in this room. There's something in this house. There's a ghost, and I've been saying it for years. And look at the drawer. It's opening.
After recording what he believes to be the presence of a ghost inside his home, Mehdi is now completely freaked out. but not knowing exactly how to deal with this. He continues on living his life, just as usual, expecting things to cool down. And this is what happens next.
Bro, I'm playing COD, and look at this door! You cannot make the... Look at this. Bro. Nobody is home. My family is in Cancun, bro. You gotta be kidding me. Bro!
It is common knowledge to ghost hunters that you should never interact with the spirit inside your home. But Maddie didn't know that, and he went about and opened the bathroom door. And this is when things started to escalate real quick.
Bro! What? Bentley? Bro, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? What the? Bro. Holy. Why is this door open? What the is going on?
Now completely freaked out about it, Maddie runs outside to see if things cool down. And this is what happens the next day.
Bro, I'm playing COD. My whole PlayStation turns off. And this door opens up by itself. And it was closed because I... Oh. What? Was that? What? And the light's going again. And right there is the light switches to that light. And guess what else I'm about to tell you? Nobody's home. Oh my God, bro. It's coming in threes. Honestly, I'm scared as hell right now. Lucy is scared right now too, actually. Oh my God, bro. I really don't want to look behind this door. Oh my God, bro. What the f***? Bro? Bro. What the f*** is going on here, bro? I gotta get out of here, bro.
Now scared and completely creeped out about this entire situation, Maddie seems exhausted. He gets his dogs and goes outside, but this time he doesn't return. He stays at his girlfriend for the next couple of months to see if these paranormal and mysterious events would stop. But apparently they never did. I'm not exactly sure if what's happening with Maddie is the real deal or not, but it seems that most internet users are convinced that it is. I want to know your thoughts. Do you think that Maddie was being haunted by a supernatural force? Or do you think there was something else going on there? What's your take? So this is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out. And don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Also, if you want to send me strange stories and videos, thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys again.